Today we're going to learn Daf Tes Amud Aleph of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We had mentioned in a brisa at the end of the last year that there is a concept of Mosif and Mechol al HaKodesh, that you always add a little bit on. Whenever you have a time of Kedusha, you add a little bit on from before and after. Like by Shabbos, we have a din of Tosa Shabbos that we add on a little bit more. So we were discussing that concept with regard to Yovel. Do we add on time at the end of Yovel? So once we mention that concept, says the Gemara, and this is where we're going to pick up with the Mosifin Mechol al HaKodesh on Daf Tesamid Aleph, the fourth line of the page, Udu Mosif Mechal al Kodesh Minalan. How do I know this concept that we're Mosif Mechal al Kodesh? Titanya, because it says with regard to Shabbos, the Brisa Darshans with regard to Shabbos, Becharish uvekatzir tishpos. Now, clearly, the end of the pasuk that says Becharish uvekatzir tishpos is not talking about the Yisra Malacha on Shabbos, because on Shabbos it's not only usher to do Charisha and Katsira, it's usher to do 39 Malachos. So Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says this pasuk must be talking about not Shabbos at all, must be talking about Shemitah year. Einot tzarech lomar Charish uvekatzir shel Shavias, but it's obvious that you're not allowed to plow or harvest during Shemitah year. Sharei kvar nemar sod chalos izra. It already says sod chalos izra, karma chalos izmar, etc. Elo charish shel erev shviyas hanichnas l'shviyas. This must be referring to plowing on the year before Shemitah as it's about to enter into the Shemitah year. That even though it was done before the Shemitah year itself, nevertheless, it still helps the field for the Shemitah year. Katzir shel shviyas hayotzei lemotzoi shviyas, or the harvesting of during the Shemitah year that's going to work for Motzoi Shviyas. Rabbi Shmuel says the following, that is the continuation of the pasuk that was speaking about Shabbos, and it specifically mentions Charish and Katzir for the following reason. Mach Charish Rishus, Af Katzir Rishus. Just like Charisha that's mentioned over here is not a Charisha Shal Mitzvah, because we don't find anywhere that there's a Mitzvah in Charisha, so to the Katzir that's mentioned over here is a Katzir that's not Shal Mitzvah. Yotza Katzir HaOmer Shu Mitzvah, as opposed to Katziras HaOmer, which is a Mitzvah, and therefore the pasuk is teaching me that Katziras HaOmer can be done even on Shabbos. So machlokas so far, what to do with the phrase Becharish uvekatzir tishpos that it says by the pasuk talking about Shabbos? Is it really about Shabbos, or are we talking about some Shemitah related halachas? That's main point number one. Main point number one is that the pasuk Becharish uvekatzir tishpos Rabbi Akiva understands to mean that we're supposed to be mosif to Shemitah year. And Rabbi Shmuel understands to mean that Ktziras HaOmer is allowed to be done on Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel, Mosif Mechal HaKodesh Minale. Great, so then how does Rabbi Shmuel know the concept of Mosif and Mechal HaKodesh that you're supposed to add to the Shemitah year? Nafgalemi Detanya, he derives it from the following Braisa. V'nisim es nafsho sechem betisha. Pasuk says that on the ninth day of the month of Tishrei, we should suffer some inoy, yachal betisha. I might think that actually means on Erev Yom Kippur, we're supposed to fast. Talmud Omar, Ba'erev. That's why the pasuk says, Ba'erev. I Ba'erev Yachol Mishatachshach. Well, if it says Ba'erev, then I would assume that that only applies after it already gets dark outside. Talmud Omar, Betisha. That's why it says Betisha. Well, which is it? HaKetzad Maschil Mesanim Yibod Yom Melamit Shemasif Mechol HaLakodesh, that the source to be Mosif Mechol HaLakodesh is by Yom Kippur, by Erev Yom Kippur, that we begin fasting already Mibod Yom when it's still daytime. Ein li ala b'knisaso, yeah, but from there I only know that you add on to Yom Kippur at the beginning of the day. B'yitziyasu minayin, how do I know you add on at the end of the day? Tavolomar me erev ad erev. The pasuk says me erev ad erev tishbesu shabbatchem. So it teaches us that until the day of the night of the 11th, and the ad meaning ad vad bichlal, that's also part of the tainus. Ein li ela yom kippurim shabbosos minayin. But from there I only see the din of tosefes yom kippurim that we add from chol al kodesh for yom kippur. How do I know the same applies to Shabbos? Tamalomar tishbesu. That's why the pasuk says tishbesu, that Shabbos is also included. Yom tov minayin. How do I know that by yom tov also we're mosif mechal al kodesh? Tamalomar shabbatchem. That's why the pasuk says shabbatchem. Ha ketzad kol makom sheish bo shvus mosif mechal al kodesh.
any time you're not allowed to do malacha, we're supposed to be mosif mechol hakodesh, be it yontif, be it Shabbos, be it Yom HaKippurim. So main point number two, Rabbi Shmuel derives mosif mechol hakodesh from a pasuk about Yom Kippur, and then applies it to Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. So Gemara said Rabbi Akiva, who learns mosif mechol hakodesh from Shemitah, what does he do with the pasuk about Yom Kippur of Inisim Snafshe Sechem Betisha that we're supposed to fast on Erev Yom Kippur? He uses it for a famous drasha. He uses it for a Chia Barav Midifti teaches. The Tani Chia Barav Midifti, Inisim Snafshe Sechem Betisha that we're supposed to fast on the ninth day. What? V'chi Betisha Mesanin? V'alo Basiri Mesanin? Is it the ninth day we fast? It's the tenth day we fast. To teach us, that anyone who eats and drinks on the ninth day of Tishrei, it's as if he has fasted on both the ninth and the tenth day of Tishrei. So that's what Rabbi Akiva derives from that pasuk. I'll make that a main point. Rabbi Akiva derives from the pasuk V'nisim snaf shoseichem b'tisha to teach me that eating on Erev Yom Kippur makes it that a person is credited with fasting both Erev and on Yom Kippur itself. That was a short Amud. Bez Hashem will pick up with Daftes Amud Beis next time at Tan Rabbanan on the top line.